in the three great religious traditions that spring from the patriarch Abraham, the Islamic tradition, the Jewish tradition, and the Christian tradition, there are some common strains that run through the books of Scripture that each one of those traditions holds dear, as well as the thought and the belief and the practice of adherence to each one of those traditions. And one of the strains that is present is that human beings have a built-in magnetic pull toward the Creator. That there is something inside of human beings that urges us to seek, to search for the source of life. That there is a restlessness inside of human beings to achieve some sense of meaning in life. That there is a desire and an urging inside of human beings to be united with the source or the principle of life. In all three religious traditions, that basic primary urge within human beings is acknowledged. Now, the second part of that common thread, the reverse of that coin, if you will, is that in every one of those traditions, the Creator is in search of the creature. In every one of those traditions, there is a longing on the part of God to come into union with the human person. There is a searching that God does for the human being. And this mutual searching, the human search for God and the divine search for the human person, that single thread is found in all three of those religious traditions and is common to men and women of faith. In all of those traditions, God is hidden. God is unseen. And there's a desire on the part of human beings to see the divine. There's a desire on the part of human beings to gaze into the eyes of the living God. And there's a conviction on the part of human beings that in that connectedness with God, human beings ultimately find their meaning in life, their purpose, their destiny. In every one of those three traditions, there is the promise that God will become visible, tangible to human beings. And in the Christian tradition, the visible presence of God is found in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the human face of the invisible God. And in Jesus Christ, the human person can discover not necessarily very clearly, but nevertheless can discover the depth of the graciousness, the love, and the compassion of the living God. That in the words and deeds of Jesus, you and I are invited into an experience of God. What you and I, as Christian people, believe is that that experience becomes most grounded in the suffering and the dying and the rising of the Lord. That in the mystery we celebrate today, in the Easter mystery, in the mystery of new life, you and I are drawn into an intimate relationship with God. That in Christ Jesus, you and I are connected to the Creator God. And that the hopes and the dreams, the desires and the longings of the human heart, those hopes and dreams, those desires and those longings find their resolution in the risen Lord. Now, what you and I need to do is we need to be open to that truth, and to allow that truth to play out in our lives. To allow ourselves to experience in Christ Jesus the peace and the wholeness that a relationship with God can bring to the human person. That's the hope and that's the promise of this feast. The Feast of Easter is about life, and life to the full. The Feast of Easter is about the destiny of human beings that is found in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Feast of Easter is about the human search for the divine and the divine search for the human person meeting in the resurrection of Jesus. Well, as we pray today, as we celebrate this central truth of our faith, it would be important for us to profess our faith, to renew the promises and the faith we first professed in baptism, and to acknowledge that in this faith, you and I receive the promise of the fullness of life. Please stand. My dear friends, Christ is